T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
7:45, Steve and Ted, three big things. Wichita Mayor Longwell predicts budget surplus at City Hall.
2.
Settlement allows Kansas residents to change their birth certificates to reflect their gender identities.
1.
Man shot and killed in Northeast Wichita. Homicide number 14 this year. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Couple of traffic accidents right now. We've got a rollover accident. It's on the ramp from Hoover to K-96. A grain truck overturning there. So watch out for that area. Avoid it if you can. And now we've got the report of a traffic accident. This is eastbound Kellogg at Webb Road. Yeah, road construction in that area is slowing things down as well. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Partly cloudy with a 20% chance for rain today and a high of 90 degrees. 30% chance for rain and storms tonight, the overnight low 69. Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high of 90. Again, now partly cloudy, south wind at 5 miles per hour and 64 degrees. The Tilly hat is available at Hatman Jack's. This hat is famous for its amazing sun protection and is recommended by more doctors than any other hat. Comes with a lifetime warranty, machine washable. Best of all, it looks great on everyone. The Tilly. Stop in at Hatman Jack's at 601 West Douglas at the Clock Tower in Delano. Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Want to take a quick look at the KNSS Weather Center radar this morning. And let me get it updated here and look at it. It's showing some showers now down to the south of Wichita, down to the south, actually it's south of the Oklahoma border, so not much going on here in Kansas. But as you go down, if you're going down the turnpike or up the pike of 35 down into Oklahoma, down east of Enid and right around Enid, there's a line of showers. They're running north-south, and they're not moving much, Ted, just kind of sitting there. Here in Kansas, not much going on. It's had some showers, looks like, out in Pratt County a while back, and not going much going on there. I got to tell you, we went, as you know, my wife and I traveled to Texas the other day.
Yes.
And I went to northern Oklahoma for the first time that I'd been through northern Oklahoma for several years. And I noticed that in southern Kansas and the northern part of Oklahoma, have you been down that way recently?
No, I have not.
A lot of wind turbines down there. There's a big old farm or two where you can see them for miles stretching from east to west, gathering that wind. And some of it's in southern Kansas, some of it's in northern Oklahoma. But they're taking advantage of the wind power down there. A Minnesota cat.
About time.
Yeah. A Minnesota cat doing an inventory of what's left of its 9 lives after enduring 35 minutes in a washing machine.
Oh.
Yes, sir. Stephanie Carol Kirchhoff has 3 cats. Says she usually checks the washer and dryer before hitting start. That's wise. But last week she forgot. She almost re-ran the load when she noticed a single white paw. One-year-old Felix was rushed to an emergency vet. He had pneumonia and temporarily lost his sight.
Oh, poor baby.
But he was clean.
Oh.
Still on oxygen, but expected to fully recover.
Oh, my gosh.
Felix the cat, you know. One of my daughter's brat terriers, one of them, likes to go where does Rudy go? I guess he just goes into the laundry basket in her laundry room. I don't think he goes into the dryer itself. But, the cat, you know, it's a
God,
lot.
That poor thing is probably terrifying.
When you're at the wash cycle, of course, you got water in there. You got soap.
And it's probably pitch dark.
It's going around in a circle.
Oh,
Felix is lucky that he's alive today. Healthcare companies helped put the broader market slightly help pull the broader market slightly lower in a day of listless trading Monday on Wall Street, and investors focusing on upcoming trade talks between the U.S. and China. Bristol-Myers Squibb fell. Major indexes drifted between small gains and losses for much of the day. The S&P fell 5 points. The Dow rose 8 points. Really not a lot of movement there.
Not really.
NASDAQ lost 26 points. A judge in Oklahoma has signed off on the state's $85 million settlement with Israeli-owned Teva Pharmaceuticals following a squabble between the attorney general and the legislature and governor over how the deal was structured. Cleveland County District Judge Thad Balkman said Monday he signed the agreement calling for the funds to be used to help abate the state's opioid crisis. Governor Kevin Stitt and legislative leaders had raised concerns the deal didn't comply with the new state law. And a federal judge has approved a settlement calling for the NFL's Rams to pay up to $24 million to personal seat license holders in St. Louis. U.S. District Judge Stephen Limbaugh Jr. approved the settlement Monday. Several St. Louis PSL holders filed a class action lawsuit after the team moved to Los Angeles in 2016.
Well, I don't blame them.
Thousands of fans in St. Louis had purchased these PSLs, personal seat licenses, that were good for 30 seasons.
Well, yeah.
But the team moved after 21 seasons. I can't believe that.
Well, money, yeah.
You would buy a seat for 30 seasons? Wow.
Well, that's what people did to build X Stadium.
Yeah.
They bought personal seat licenses.
Well, interesting. Interesting way to do that. Okay. 7:52 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. A possible delay in getting the 737 MAX back in the air. Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, the CEO at American Airlines saying politics could hold up the 737 MAX's return to service. Doug Park says the Federal Aviation Administration might be reluctant to act alone in certifying the fleet to fly. He says the FAA wants other international regulators to step up and certify, too. The situation might result in American canceling 737 MAX flights for another month into October. Another record at Wichita's Dwight D. Eisenhower Airport, ridership in May up 10% year over year to more than 164,000 passengers. That means the airport is ahead of last year's annual record pace by 7.1%. Capacity increased by 18% at United Airlines and 11% by American Airlines. And the Wichita Business Journal is hosting a summit today at The Wave. Nearly 200 people have signed up to hear 3-panel discussions, one on riverfront development, one on arts and culture in Wichita, and another on leading in Wichita. Panelists include local government leaders. We'll have full coverage of the event online today and in our weekly edition. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
I know what a fish guy you are. You're a fish lover. And anything that swims and has scales you love. And well, today
right.
is National Catfish Day.
Oh, wow.
We're actually celebrating the value of the farm-raised catfish. You know, a catfish farm, it's not like the regular farm. It doesn't have a barn or a tractor.
Right.
It's just a big pool where they grow catfish. And they, right?
Right.
All right,
yep.
couple of things about catfish you need to know. Did you know that catfish are nocturnal? I'm not sure I believe that because, you know, I've caught a catfish in the daytime. So maybe I
remember my dad and my uncle getting me up at about 4 o'clock in the morning
you
so
bet.
We could go
Going
fishing.
Out. They don't have any scales. They're really kind of slimy.
Right.
They're a good source of vitamin D.
Okay.
United States, the most commonly eaten species are the channel catfish and the blue catfish.
Right.
All right. So there
I just order whatever's on the menu.
Yeah.
I don't ask, is this a channel catfish?
As long as it's breaded and fried, you don't care.
Exactly.
I wonder what catfish whiskers taste like. I wonder if that's a delicacy. I wouldn't
a little
think
chewy.
So. Yeah, a little chewy.
They're a little chewy.
Of course, you could use them for floss afterwards, I guess.
That's true, yeah.
All right. I have a friend who's got a ranch. Actually, it's a farm. It's a small place. It's kind of a fortress of solitude for Rod, who's a good friend of mine from high school, and he has parties down there now. And then he's got a pod that I bet you, I'll bet you he's got 70 or 100 catfish in there.
Probably
and you
a
can
bunch
see
of keepers
them.
In there.
Yeah, he feeds them like they're pets, you know. And these things are as long as your arm. Some of these things are they're huge. But every now and then he has to fish them out so he can put some more in there.
Mm.
But he's a catfish guy, I know.
Well, better be.
I'm okay with catching them. I don't want to eat them.
I don't either. So, a good sports nickname, right, Ted? Jim Hunter.
Catfish Hunter.
There
Catfish
you go.
Hunter.
Catfish Hunter.
The old game. He played in Kansas City.
Kansas City Athletics, yeah.
There you go.
One of the great left-handers of all time.
Catfish. All right, guys. 7:55 now. Steve and Ted. Stay with Steve and Ted in the 8 o'clock hour on KNSS. We have the latest on Mexican troops headed for their borders, north and south, to help with the migrant situation. Ted has sports coming up, right, Ted?
Yeah, we'll tell you about the Kansas City Royals and a late-night odyssey last night on the shores of Lake Erie.
Plus, you've got entertainment news on the way.
Yes, including drama on The Bachelorette last night.
Oh, Bachelorette?
You can't wait for this,
ooh,
can you?
Love The Bachelorette. Don't watch the show, but I like the way you cover it. Oh, we've got traffic and weather coming up, too. All of this in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.